Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to TipTV Finance, where we are speaking to Clive Lambert, Director at Futures Tech down the line, regarding some of the major technical developments of the moment. Hi today, Clive.
I'm very good, thank you, Zach. Yes, yeah.
I just had
interesting day yesterday.
It was. I just had a minor thought, and the minor thought was that, in fact, the surprise move yesterday was probably gave technical traders all the moves they've been looking for.
Well, yeah, it's been a quiet few months with a few things just stuck in ranges, and you know, equity markets have been doing the buy the dip thing the whole way. Although, you know, as our first chart will show, there were some signs that something like this may be on the horizon, as it were.
Right. So this is one of the things, one of the markets which I'm referring to. So it was looking a bit toppy before, but it never quite gave up the ghost, and then we had the trigger for that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the FTSE 100, the futures, which I look at as my clients all trade the futures, had a really important area of support prior to yesterday at 71.50 to 71.80. I say prior to yesterday because that's what broke yesterday and gave us a decent reaction. We traded on the futures yesterday all the way down to 70.50. Which took us back to levels that, you know, from early February. And the year's low is 70.25 for the futures. So that is an important support level just below. And that chart also shows that 69.75 is going to be an important support as well. We've got a 61.8% retrace there and the 200-day moving average. So there's a couple of things to be watching out for if we see further downside. And I guess we're looking to sell rallies to 71.50 now on that one from a purely chart point of view.
Right, but I mean, the question here is whether after presumably kicking out all the longs, the market will just bounce back again. No sellers left, in other words.
I don't think that's the case at all. I think there's probably a lot of longs still out there. And, you know, I think we could see a relief rally of some sort. But if we fail at 71.50 to 71.80, you know, the broken support level, then there's further downside to be seen there.
Okay, let's go on to the next market, which is, in a way, the biggest one of the lot with reference to the election. Cable, back up at the top of the range. Feels like that was it and we're turning around, but is it, you know, we could have said that, I suppose, at any of those previous peaks through to 127, couldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. 127 to 128 has been a really big area for this, and 128.40 is a Fibonacci level. And if you go right back to sort of last summer, it was where we were finding support prior to sort of October when we broke lower and then had that big flashy, crashy Asian session, spiky, horrible thing in October. And then things settled down, as you say, in a range between, you know, in the one to in between 121 and 128. So, yeah, I'm keeping an eye on 128.40 over the next few days to see if we can establish above there or whether we're failing at that Fibonacci level. And on weakness, 127 even looks like an important support level now. And so, on, you know, if we see a weaker tone, the question will be, can we hold 127 even, or are we going to head straight back into that range that we've been seeing throughout that time?
Okay, let's go on to Euro sterling.
Yeah, well, this is a chart that suggests to me that, you know, maybe, you know, this the whole sterling thing is a range trade. This is obviously almost, you know, this is, you know, this. the sterling part of this is the second part, so of the pair. So this saw weakness yesterday. It saw weakness to 83.00 around there somewhere, and between 82.50 and 83.00 on this is a massive area of support. We've got lows there dating right back to last July. We've got a 61.8 retrace. We've got a head and shoulders-y type thing with a neckline down there at 82.80. So there's an enormous amount of support between 82.50 and 83 even on this one. Not a massive surprise to see us finally, you know, finding some buyers down there after yesterday's big week, a big sell-off, you know.
Okay, let's go on to gold.
Yeah, well, I think if we are seeing, the recent tone has been weaker for equities, and bonds have been doing well, and gold's been doing well, and gold's actually broken 1260 and 1280, which were important, 1278 to 1280, which were important resistance levels. And over the last few days, we've been seeing a hold of that 1278, 1283 area. And, you know, for today, and, you know, this, I'm looking for this to continue to hold that area and to give us a move up to 1320, 1340. So, you know, that would be to preempt your next question, that would be my trade of the day. Really is to go with this flight safety sort of idea, if you like, if there's an uncertainty around with elections and da 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 da. So buy a dip to 1280 in gold and stick a stop somewhere between below 1273 to 1275. There's plenty of support levels in the 1270s that should be able to protect a stop.
Well, Clive Lambert, you've done all my work for me. I hardly really need to turn up in future, but.
Well, I like to try and you know, give you an easy life, Zach. You know?
Well, yes, there's a lot of people.
Hardworking man, and I need to try and take some of that pressure off you.
That's very kind of you. Clive Lambert, Director at Futures Text. A delight to speak with you this morning.
Always a pleasure, Zach. Take care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.